The constant barrage of news about climate change, drinking water contamination, pollution in the Great Lakes, it can feel overwhelming. If you care, it's hard to know what to do or where to start. Today, we're kicking off a new ongoing series featuring ordinary people who identified a problem, no matter how big or small, and chose to act. These are the people in your neighborhood working to make Michigan a greener place. We're calling them the Climate Crew. Here now to kick off our new series is Nikki Marcotte. She lives in the Brightmoor neighborhood of Detroit. Nikki, welcome.
Thank you.
Nikki, tell us what you do.
I am primarily a stay-at-home mother, and on the side, I volunteer for several climate change and air pollution-related organizations, as well as I'm a community organizer. I help to run a local block club in my neighborhood.
So you really see yourself as kind of that on-the-ground person in the community trying to promote change.
Yes, absolutely.
You joined this group, Moms Clean Air Force. Tell us about this group and tell us what are some of the things moms are saying about climate change and air quality that you want other moms to know about.
Well, Moms Clean Air Force is an organization of more than 1 million moms across the nation, and their primary goal is to improve the quality of our air as well as fight climate change in whatever shape that takes. Mostly it is through legislative action. So we do a lot of meeting with legislators, a lot of on-the-ground action in the form of, well, for instance, I went recently to a event in Washington, D.C., called a plan. So it was the Moms Clean Air Force 2019 plan. And we were basically meeting on the mall in front of the Capitol building in downtown Washington, D.C. to demonstrate in favor of fighting climate change and air pollution.
Yeah, what do you think the message of Moms Clean Air Force is, of, you know, you as moms to other moms?
Yeah. So the most important message that we want to get across is that we need to take action to fight climate change now. We can't wait. This is a matter that is progressing quickly. 97% of scientists agree that our world is warming at an alarming rate and that the effects of this will be very serious. So we are really pushing. Our main message is pushing for 100% renewable energy by 2050. And really meeting the mark of 50% by 2030. And so across the country, we're calling on moms to meet with their lawmakers, to talk to other moms about the importance of making changes, both on the legislative level, but also day-to-day life changes. So the three R's, we've all learned about them in school, but reduce, reuse, recycle, really making these part of societal change. And we as moms really have a unique, we're in a unique position to do that, raising kids and just being moms.
You aren't a scientist. You do not deal with environmental issues as part of a profession or your day-to-day work. So, Nikki, what motivated you to get up off the proverbial couch and get so involved in environmental activism?
About 2 years ago, I read an article that a friend of mine posted on Facebook about young people in their 20s and 30s who are choosing to not have children in light of climate change. And that really got me researching. I was concerned about climate change, but I wouldn't say I was very knowledgeable. And so I started to research and did a lot of self-education. And I became alarmed on behalf of my children and the children of everyone across the country, across the world. This is our children's future is at stake. And we have to make changes now in order for them to prosper and to have the life that we've had.
So I guess when you think about in these couple years since you've become an activist, how do you feel you've made a difference? What progress do you think you've made?
I know that I have managed to help other people start to realize the gravity of the situation. I've pulled in other moms and family members into the fight against climate change. I hope that through my Instagram and through just my life choices that I'm able to set an example for little ways that people can change their lives in order to help in the fight against climate change.
Do you have a concrete goal in mind?
It's secure my children's future. It's not very concrete. It's really wide open. I want them to have the same existence that I have. I love my life. We are healthy. We are stable. We're safe. And I want them to be able to live the same life. I don't want them to have to think about whether they're going to have kids. I want them to have that be a no-brainer. I want them to not have to, you know, worry about where their next meal is going to come from or whether they've got access to clean water. And those are all real problems that will arise if nothing changes in terms of the way that climate change is accelerating.
Nikki, when we say those words, that phrase, climate change, it is a big kind of amorphous and overwhelming issue. You know, you see a headline like the fact that scientists have officially pronounced July 2019 the warmest month the world has experienced since starting to keep records over a century ago. That can lead people to think that we as individuals are powerless to make a difference. What is the best way, in your view, to get people to do something, anything, like you have?
I think having conversations, that is one of the most important parts. The more you talk with your friends, with your family, about what you know to be true when it comes to our environment, the more people will just become aware of the issue, of the problem, and then act as if everything that you do, everyone else is doing. So the small changes you make to reduce, to use less electricity, less gasoline, the choices that you make in voting, the people you choose to vote for, the events that you choose to attend, these all, if everybody act as if everybody did them, there would be a change that would come about.
Nikki Marcotte of Detroit, who is a member of Moms Clean Air Force, and you can follow her work on her Instagram account, which is at Everyday Hope Mama. At Everyday Hope Mama is where Nikki is to be found on Instagram. Nikki, thank you for talking with us on Stateside.
Thanks for having me.